Confidence hack number 100. Confidence through writing an email. Haven't you heard email is dead? Email doesn't work. Don't use it anymore. Well, it's partially true. It's dead if you don't know how to correctly write an email. But if you do, it becomes an asset you can utilize when others are swinging and missing. Here's how to not write a connecting email. One, make it a novel. Don't do that. Shorter and to the point is much better. Do not word vomit on people. Two, run-on sentences and bad grammar. Whether you like it or not, you are being judged by the recipient of this email. Three, making an ask in an email, in the first email. Do not ask in the first email. It's a great way to just put you out of the game. And number four, insinuating that you want to have the recipient's time, asking for their time. Can I pick your brain is a surefire way to never get a reply in an email. So here's the perfect way to write an email, and you can gain a lot of confidence in connecting with people by using this setup. Number one, edify the person you are writing the email to. Why do you admire them? Point out something specific that they do that is impactful to you. Two, keep the email no longer than three small sections. A section is two sentences. Always make sure there's a space. So the visual aid when you look at this email is very important. Spaces between two sentences equal a section no more than three, because then it just becomes too much when the eyes see it and overwhelming from the start. Three, briefly state what you do, but in a very humble, grateful type of way, not in a braggadocious type. Number four, finish the email by letting the recipient know that if there's anything you can do to serve them, you will do it. You're not asking something. You're not trying to get something from them. You are just offering free service. So here's an example of what it should not look like. I will read you this one. Hey, how's it going? I just won an award for the most influential person in my company. I have a great idea for a new startup that I would like to run by you if you have the chance. I would like to pick your brain on a few questions of how you did what you did to get where you are. I've been so driven, and I've known from the start my company's is going to be the perfect time to connect and we can get together. I know you do great things. Below is my resume. Let me know when a good time is to connect. So hopefully you noticed that it was all about the writer of the email. If you're reading this, there was no punctuation, hence why it was tough for me to read. And it was just that the wording didn't make a whole lot of sense in certain situations. Capital letters weren't there. It was just throw up, no spacing, really bad. Here's an example of a perfect email. Hey, how's it going? I absolutely loved your latest book, The Foundation Builder. It changed the way I run my company and even my family foundational principles. You have had a massive impact on me, and I just wanted to thank you for all you do! I've been very blessed to start and run a clothing brand company, Sweat Free. We have a great team. Very humble way, they said there. I know you know how challenging it is to run a company. If there's anything I can ever do for anyone on your team or that I can connect in my network, never hesitate to ask. All the best. There it is. Very simple. There's three sections. The spacing's great. Punctuation, always. They're edifying and they're not asking, just in complete service mode. So you can gain confidence just by writing an email, knowing how to strategically do it the correct way to separate you from so many other people. And that's a confidence boost for today. And I want you to practice this. Try it out. You can even send it to me. I'm very accessible on social media. You can look me up or send me an email and see if it works. But gain confidence today knowing you can write the perfect email and connect with anyone. Now, you know I'm really into optimization and how to stay the healthiest, the mind, the sharpest, longevity, everything. I'm a nut for that. And I haven't found anything, literally anything, that has more positive benefits and improvement effects on the mind and the body than the hyperbaric chamber. Elevate Health hyperbaric chambers. Well, what it does, it can speed up your recovery from an injury. There are so many documented cases with athletes and they're injured and it heals the tissue dramatically faster. Also for concussions and brain damage, it's the number one thing that I have heard and I have seen heal concussions, improves blood flow, reduces inflammation. That's just in the hyperbaric chambers, but Elevate Health is doing something different. They are the top recovery modality company. They have cryotherapy, they have saunas, light therapy, vibroacoustics, PEMF, compression therapy, polar recovery, and so much more. It is worth checking them out. Trust me, Elevate Health, E-L-E-V-E, health.com. Let them know Dave and Nurse sent you. They'll hook you up or contact me and let me know what you're interested in, and I can direct you in the right way there. ElevateHealth.com. Do not wait. This is proactive and not reactive. Get after it.